Hey, hope you're doing great in the Lord. My name is Lena. This is episode 47 in our study through the book of John. Believe it. Today we are entering the final week of Jesus' life on earth. And John 13 through 21 will include that information. John 1 through 12 was his public ministry, and now we're in a private ministry where he is just using the next few chapters to give us the farewell instructions to Jesus' disciples. And this is going to be an awesome few chapters that we're going to go over, starting today with the washing of the disciples' feet. This is the Feast of Passover. I'm going to read you John 13, 1 through 20, and I've titled today's teaching, How to Be a Servant Leader. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, by the way, up to now, his hour had not come, and now he knew that his hour had come. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? Jesus answered him, What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand. Peter said to him, You shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no share with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you. For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, Not all of you are clean. When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. I am not speaking of all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but the scripture will be fulfilled. He who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me. I'm telling you this now before it takes place, that when it does take place, you may believe that I am he. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. How to be a servant leader. If anyone exemplified it ever in all of history, it is Jesus at the washing of the disciples' feet. He was the King of Kings who had been born in a manger of the Virgin Mary, utter simplicity, and now he takes a towel and washes the feet of his disciples. This was considered a job of a servant. This was a lowly job. Their feet were dirty, and I hate feet anyway, and this is a time when they didn't have good shoes, and you know how guys' feet can be, and yet Jesus lowered himself and washed their feet, and he did it to teach us how to be a servant leader. Let me give you three pointers. Number one, the motivation for true service is love. The motivation for true service is love. The reason Jesus was able to do what he did, of course, he's the Son of God, but really he says that having loved his own, he loved them to the end. Jesus is love. Do you understand it? Jesus is God and he is love, and he went to the cross because of love, and he picked up a towel and washed feet because of love. If you're trying to serve others without love, you will fail. You will fail. Love is the only reason why we will be able to take a towel and wash the feet. Listen, not just of the disciples, but of Judas Iscariot, the guy he knew would betray him. Love sees the need and does something about it. Love moves to the surprise of those who receive it, expecting nothing in return. Love demands nothing in return. The disciples didn't just then say, oh, okay, Jesus, now you sit down and wash your feet. It's not like that. Jesus takes a towel and humbly gets on the ground and washes the feet of everyone, including Judas. And he does it because of love. That should be your motivation as you serve others today. Listen, maybe you feel like all you've done is serve others. Listen, Jesus did it. Won't you do it too in following the example of a Savior? Number two, the posture of true service is humility. You cannot serve others well if you're not humble. You have to be humble. Be willing to lay your life down, so to speak, and pick up a towel and wash feet requires humility. True acts of service don't always make immediate sense to others. True acts of service can be humiliating and disgusting, and yet they are God-honoring and beautiful. True acts of service don't discriminate between friend and betrayer. You love everyone always. Listen, we can be so guarded when it comes to those who have hurt us that we don't want anything to do with them. We claim verses like, you know, like what Paul said in Romans 12, be at peace with all men. And we use that verse. We say, I don't want to be anywhere near them because they've hurt me. And yet Jesus exemplified the opposite. He knew his enemy and he took a towel and he got on his knees and he washed his feet. It requires humility to do that. It also requires an absolute trust in your Father who sees what you're doing and will reward you somehow in eternity, and you'll be able to put that crown at his feet. Listen, what we do today matters tomorrow. Finally, so the motivation of love is of true service is love. The posture of service is humility. Number three, the fruit of true service is multiplication. The fruit of true service is multiplication. Servant leaders lead to more servant leaders. Servant leaders lead to more servant leaders, and on and on and on. Jesus was the primary number one servant leader, and he brought up 11 servant leaders, and on and on and on. Today, you will pick up a towel and serve someone's feet because of John chapter 13. Servant leaders breed other servant leaders. Servant leaders encourage without mandating and without demand. Just their example will move you to do the same. Just Jesus's example will move you to do the same. And servant leaders understand that serving is a calling that God gives every one of his followers. There are not a select few who are called to this. Every one of us who call ourselves Christians is asked and drawn into a life of servant leadership. Are you living it? And if not, how can you change? Hey, it is truly an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, and the privilege is to serve like he did. Won't you do it today? I'll catch you guys tomorrow.